Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, crop prices expected to fall as drought conditions ease. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Hey, Rose! You depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
All right, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pulls the cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize with.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
The country can expect to feel a sense of relief as the impact of drought conditions on the prices of agricultural produce should be reversed by year end.
This view is underpinned by the assessment that most of the crops that were affected by the drought were short term, and as replanting resumes when the weather normalizes, agricultural prices will go back down.
Bank of Jamaica BOJ Governor Brian Winter. The BOJ governor says the effect of the current drought on the prices of goods became evident in the data for July, when prices went up by 1.4% and brought the annual inflation rate to 9%. However, he says, despite the small increase in previous months, with a decrease in crop prices, inflation will be within bounds.
12-month inflation is expected to remain within the target range of 7 to 9% during the September quarter, possibly staying in the upper end of the range through August.
International grain prices will also continue to decline.
Our inflation forecast is also underpinned by assumptions of higher oil prices in light of geopolitical tensions and some pass-through of exchange rate depreciation. On the other hand, continued declines in international grains prices due to favorable weather conditions in producing countries, as well as continued weakness in domestic demand, are expected to have a downward effect on inflation.
In the meantime, the BOJ governor emphasizes that the economic reform program, the ERP, has assisted the sector in boosting its production, resulting from significant improvement with the advent of the AgriParks initiative. Mr. Winter says the sector is becoming more able to withstand the effects of inflation due to the transformation taking place under the ERP. He adds that the implementation of the ERP is creating strong fiscal conditions, controlling the impact inflation would generally have on consumers.
The strong fiscal conditions created by the reform program have restrained the ability of producers and retailers to pass on to consumers the impact of some of these shocks, especially the exchange rate depreciation.
Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter. He adds that the aim is to keep inflation in the 6% range over the next 2 years and between 2 and 4% for the longer term, in line with the main trading partners. The proverb for this morning is, Igle jackass go a pound. Translation, strayed jackass is taken to the animal pound. And this means that someone with nothing to do will oftentimes get into trouble.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
On that note, we wrap up this morning's program. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown and Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.